Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy.
What's going on, peeps?
What's going on, peeps? Guys, we just got back from... Go ahead.
Costa Rica.
Tamarindo, to be specific.
That's the beach.
Yeah. And why did we go to Costa Rica?
For your cousin's wedding.
Yeah, and it was beautiful, and we're going to talk all about it today. And that's usually for a podcast, we just kind of like spitball and go back and forth. But for this one, we wanted to kind of do something a little different and like actually have a plan.
Yeah. Well, right before we just press start, you said it would probably be smart to have a plan because yeah. We would just go back and forth on different things.
But I was thinking that this morning. That's why I texted you. So I texted Ryan like a list of like, what was your favorite this? What was your least favorite this? Like, let's think about that. But that's what I was thinking of on my run this morning. I was like, we're obviously going to talk about Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I could very much so see us just being like, oh, wait, so do you want to talk about it day by day? And then you being like, no, I don't want to do that. And then me being like, well, then what are we going to talk about? And then you're like, yeah, true. And then, you know, it's just a cycle.
Yeah, and then we're just like, oh, this happened. Oh, this happened. Yeah. And it was has no timeline or... like structure to it.
Yeah, which honestly that's what the trip kind of felt like. Yeah. A little bit. But for our new listeners, hi, my name's Abby Murphy.
Welcome ahead. To the podcast.
No, you have to say who you are.
Oh, I'm Ryan Luckett. Welcome to the pod. Thanks for listening.
We're not married. We're not brother and sister. We're not
cousins.
We're not
strangers.
We're not enemies. We are
Dating.
I was trying to think of something else. Yeah, to I was say wondering silly, what you were going to say. But then I realized that I eliminated all the other categories.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, we're dating. I'm 21 years old. Wait, we should do like a little Q&A of ourselves. How old are you?
I'm 25.
And then you.
How old are you, Abby?
Thank you. I am 21. And where did you go to college?
I went to Western Kentucky University.
Wow.
I'm a Hilltopper. Where did you go to college?
Thank you for asking. I went to college. Well, I still go to college at Belmont University. To be determined if I remain there. I'm just kidding. I'm going, I think. Anyways, what's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is basketball and golf. What is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport. I heard that.
Oh,
did you just pop your jaw?
My jaw just popped so
bad.
Oh
my gosh, I literally heard that. Are you okay?
I think so.
Ryan's on the struggle bus right now.
I'm so messed up right now.
He's not okay. He's a wonderful man. His body is just hurting in certain places and it's sad.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was at the gym today and I literally worked out for like 30 minutes. Was completely out of breath. Dizzy the whole time. It was just miserable.
Out of breath, like a bad out of breath, not like I worked out, so I'm out of breath.
Yeah, like a shortness of breath.
Yeah.
I've got a lot going on.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, it's not
fun. But we're
fun.
Praying for him. Pray for Ryan. Pray for good results. He's going to see some doctors today. But my favorite sport is dance. Actually, well, running, but thinking about like, well, okay, dance is like an art form. I love to run, but to watch, my favorite sport to watch is dance.
I thought it was track and field.
Well, if you think like sport, if you think sport, then track and field. But if you think like a sport that Abby Murphy would consider a sport, dance.
That's the question, though, is like, I would consider competitive cheerleading a sport, so wouldn't competitive dance be a sport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would also argue that it can also fall in the category of an art form, of being in an art form.
So cheerleading too?
No, because dance is like artistic, I feel like. Like dance would fall under like theater and the arts. Like in college, it's like theater and dance department. Yeah. But it's not like theater, dance, and cheerleading department. Yeah. Cheerleading is more like for basketball or blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But I would consider them all sports. You're getting out of breath. You're getting strong.
So I wouldn't make that the definition of sport.
Okay,
but out of breath and strong.
Okay.
I would say some form of competitive contest.
Yeah, yeah. But you played baseball in college, which you failed to explain. Ryan went to JUCO, and then he went to Western.
Yeah, I went to a small junior college in Southern Illinois, and then transferred to Western and finished my baseball career there.
And he found Jesus there.
I did find Jesus at Western.
Well, Jesus found him. Jesus already knew him.
Yeah, I found Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you opened your heart and you said, Jesus.
Take the wheel.
Oh, isn't that dying? Isn't that what that means? Jesus, take the wheel?
I think Jesus, take the wheel means like, Jesus, take control.
Oh.
Like,
take it from my hand.
Yeah, take control.
And I can do this on my own. I'm gonna let... Anyways, what's your job?
I am in technology sales, software sales. I work from home, so that's a plus. We're actually filming in my office. That's where we film, usually.
Yeah.
So
now it's like kind of my office, too.
Yeah, we got a little double office, so like... You guys are facing the couch, and we're facing my desk.
Yeah, if you're watching.
If you're watching, yeah.
Which you should. Go stream.
Yeah, should.
We're almost up to 25,000 subscribers.
Not 25,000.
2,500 subscribers.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, I think we are. Anyways, my occupation is, I work part-time at the church. I'm kidsman worship pastor. And then I would consider the podcast, I put in a lot of work into the podcast, so I consider it a job, but I don't make income from it.
You guys could change that.
That's the thing is, like, how? Like, what do you have to do?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. If you're an agent and you're interested, or a manager, and you want to teach me how to
monetize
this, because I have no idea how to do it. But right now we're just doing it for funsies.
And we really enjoy it, obviously.
And we really enjoy it and love it. But I also am doing a choreography job at the moment.
Speaking of dance.
Yeah, speaking of dance, I love choreographing. I found a passion for it this year. And so I'm assistant choreographing for Cinderella at Skypack. That is this month, June 29th, shameless plug, and June 28th. You should go see it. So that's a little bit about us
for all of you
new people. And then, we love Jesus. I mean, that's the heart and soul of why we do this podcast, is whether we deliberately, like, talk about quote-unquote Jesus-related content or not, it's kind of like, for us, everything is Jesus-related, even if it's just silly and goofy. And not, like, trying to, like, over-spiritualize things, but just saying, like, we delight in the Lord, like... I don't know how to explain it without, like, sounding boastful, but we are told to, like, boast in the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't know, everything we do is for the Lord, whether I'm talking about, like, what I want for dinner or if I'm asking you what your testimony is. It's, like, a broad spectrum, and I feel like sometimes it's really easy to, feel a pressure to go super deep and super serious all the time with Christian conversations, and there's a time and place for that, and it's wonderful, and that's so beneficial, but there's also a time and place for just, like, being silly and cutting up. And
worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
So we kind of touch on that all across the board.
I was going to say, we have a little bit of both. Sometimes we'll get really deep, and sometimes we won't say a single serious thing the whole time. So
this one's going to be more just like travel, Costa Rica experience, story time related.
Yeah.
There is one question, though, on our little list that I had for us to answer that I feel like I'll go a little deep.
Okay.
Actually, maybe two. But I have to say something before we start, because I had this thought while I was running, and I came up with a joke, but I need to know if it's funny.
Okay.
Because I thought about it, and I was like, I think this might be funny, but I'm not sure, so I need to get a gauge. Okay? Yeah. Okay, here we go. What do you call... Okay, so
it's... Wait, did you came up with this yourself?
Yeah, it just popped into my head.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, trees... What direction did trees grow?
Up.
Okay. They grow upwards. So what do you call a tree that doesn't rise?
Downward dog.
A gluten-free tree.
Why? What does that mean? Why is it
gluten-free? Because it doesn't have gluten, so it's not going to rise because it doesn't have like the yeast to make it rise.
That's kind of funny. That's actually pretty good.
Is it really?
Yeah. That is actually good.
Could that be on the back of a Laffy Taffy?
Oh, yeah.
Do I win?
Yeah, you win.
Give me some.
Beep. The speaking of going on your run this morning.
I'm trademarking that.
I didn't tell you this. I was on my walk this morning, and I wrote it down as soon as it happened because I knew it was going to be good podcast content.
Okay.
But I was walking back from... I walked all the way up to the main road and started walking back.
Oh, should we put our location?
Who cares?
I care because I'm a woman. You have man privilege.
I just told them a basic road. What is somebody going to come?
Well, they know where we live.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you can mark that out.
I'll say beep.
I was walking from there and I was walking under a tree and a bird attacked me.
What?
I'm not even kidding. This is the craziest thing. So
what kind of bird?
Just like a regular robin bird. Like a full-grown bird.
What color? Like blue?
It was black and red. I said a robin, not a blue jay.
Oh, like a red robin.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Okay. And the bird hit my head. And I thought it was like a mosquito or something. So I like, you know, you kind of like just knack your head to like get it off of you. And it did it again. And I like went like that. And I look up and the bird is like coming full fierce at my head again.
Oh my god!
And I had to like wipe at it, and like I was freaking out. I was like and yelling and screaming, and eventually like the bird was like waving its little wings, like hovering over me, and eventually flew away. It was the crazy. I'd never been attacked by a bird. It was the craziest thing ever.
That's insane. Sorry, I kept moving the mic away because you kept getting louder and louder.
It was wild
as your story went on, and my ear kept going. Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But that listeners. Was, that's insane.
That is wild.
You literally got attacked by a bird.
It's one of those things that I was just like, you cannot make this up.
That's, I would have cried. I would have ran home and cried. I literally would have, did it like peck your skull?
It pecked the top of my head.
Okay, here's my concern, is that you had to write that down to remember it. That tragic of an event, you were like, I'm going to forget about that.
I got
to
write it down. It wasn't tragic, it was awesome.
A bird pecking
and
at
I'm telling
skull?
You, it didn't hurt at all. Like, it literally felt like a bug was flying over me.
Absolutely not.
It was
not.
So weird.
Absolutely not. I would have been deceased right there. I would have gotten down and played and dead.
At least, I think it was about 3 cars saw the whole thing, which was kind of funny.
Well, jeez.
It was wild.
Maybe that's why you don't feel good, because you got freaking pecked by a bird.
It's not why, but I wish.
Yeah. Anyways... Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're here to live to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Truly. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into our experience with going to Costa Rica.
Yeah, we got a little Q&A. Q&A time.
Yeah, but I just want to give like a general overview first.
Go ahead.
So it was Ryan and I's first time going out of the country.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
No, not really. Wasn't nervous.
I've studied abroad in Hawaii. I say abroad. Technically, it's considered part of the U.S., but I think this is kind of a popular opinion, but I don't think that Hawaii should be considered part of the U.S.
Do you think Alaska should?
I don't know. I don't know Alaska's history, but when I went on the trip, I was there for like almost 2 months, and we learned how Hawaii became a part of America, and it's like tragic. It's actually awful. Like, it's horrible. Like, basically, we took away everything, like all their rights and everything from them, and like strip them of their culture. And I mean, they like locals still hold true to like their ancestry, and it's a beautiful thing, but like oh, we really did them dirty. So I understand why there is that stereotype that, like, when visitors come, like, it's like, we don't want you here. And, like, I understand it. Like, I'd be annoyed, too. It's awful. But, whoa, did the air conditioning just turn on? I just felt a gust of air. That's intense.
Yeah.
That is really intense. Okay, anyways. That is loud. Has it always been that loud?
Yeah.
It said, I'm really...
I just turned the air on a few weeks ago when it started getting really hot out. Like, once it hits the 80s is whenever I usually turn the AC back on.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to not let things like that bother me anymore because I can hear it.
Yeah, I just want you guys to know it's big progress from Abby because she usually would have stopped the whole entire episode right there.
Well, no one wants to listen to... over and over and over and over.
That's fair.
But hopefully you guys can't hear it. If you can, we'll reevaluate. Please let us know if you can, like, hear this and it's bothering you.
Is that your favorite food?
What?
Lettuce.
You're in a jokey mood today.
All right, go ahead on the Somebody's recap in for a Costa Rica. Mood.
Anyways, our recap. But please let us know if that bothers you because we'll need to... That's really loud. Should we?
No, come on.
All right, anyways. We're going to keep going because it's Monday and this gets uploaded tomorrow and it's literally 6 o'clock. We don't have a lot of time. Sorry, everybody. This is what happens when you ball on a budget that you don't have. So, with that being said, our Costa Rica trip was, yeah, so it was both of our first time going out of the country.
Yeah.
It was a 10-hour flight. No. The first, we had two flights.
So
the first flight was 2 hours, the second flight was 2 hours.
Yeah, well, no, the first flight was like 2:45.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we drove an hour to Nashville, flew out of Nashville to Houston, which was about a two-ish, even a little bit less of a flight.
Yeah.
And then...
we had like a two-hour layover.
Yeah, it was about a two-hour layover. So and then
at this point, it's 5 hours.
Yeah, and speaking of our Nashville flight... somebody got, like, sick on the plane.
What?
Remember?
Oh, yeah, and they had to turn it around.
They turned the plane around. Not that we weren't up in the air yet, but we were literally on the runway, and they turned it around because somebody got sick, and they had to, like, medically evaluate them.
Yeah. And then we had a two-hour flight, and then we had a two-hour drive to Tamarindo, which is where we stayed.
From the Costa Rica airport. I think we were in, what, Liberia?
Yeah, we were in Liberia, and then we got out. And that felt
forever.
Well, and when I first got, like, out, it didn't really feel that different to me. I don't know.
It just felt hot.
Well, I mean, it felt hot, but, like, even just looking, like, it looked normal. Like, you could have told me I was in Montana, and I would have been like, okay. Like, no. There's just, like, trees and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
right? I guess. I mean, you can tell a little bit based off the cars.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're just looking at, like, the land? Nature and, like, land.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and there's, like, right off of the airport, there's, like, a... Hilton Inn and Hampton Inn.
And everything's in Spanish. Everyone's screaming at you in Spanish, like, Murphy, Murphy, Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that came up and, like, grabbed our stuff. But the drive there, I feel like the town where we stayed was pretty up to date, but there were some areas that we saw on the drive there that looked pretty run down.
Pretty much every town we drove through was ran down besides Tamarindo, really.
But, like, in a way that it was, like, that's how everyone lives. Like, I mean this in a kind way. It's not going to sound kind when I say it, but, like, it looked like everyone had built their house themselves.
Well, yeah, it was just people were very, very, it seemed like people were very, very poor.
Yeah, but not everywhere. There were some places that were, like, more kept up. Like, you could just tell that, like... The line of, like, how people lived was,
there
like,
was
very
no
different.
Hiding it.
Yeah, there was no hiding it at all. I mean, just beautiful land. And, I mean, you really don't need much when you're in Costa Rica, which is something I talked about in one of our answers to the questions, which is there's such less access to things, and there's not a lot there, and it just removes so much anxiety. Like... I feel like there's so much access to stuff here that there's just so much. It's almost like when you eliminate things, it's a life that's a lot easier.
Yeah,
and it makes you appreciate a lot more.
Yeah, it's so true. It's kind of funny because, like, you can get so wrapped up in getting the new thing or whatever, you know, whatever. We can get literally anything at our fingertips here. And, like, there, it's, like, you really don't have great internet if you're not at your house.
Yeah.
Like, so you're just really just on whatever time you are there. And there's not, like, just looking at your phone all the time. Like, whenever we were walking around, it's not like you saw somebody just glued to their phone, unless they were a tourist.
No, literally no one was on their phone.
Yeah.
Like, no one was on their phone. Everyone was so friendly. So now we're talking about, we get in the town, and this is, like, our experience.
Like, a little small beach surf town.
I felt so safe. Like, it was the safest I've ever felt, I think, in my life. Like, going on runs alone and people just waving. I don't think there was anyone that we, like, passed that didn't, like, if we made eye contact, didn't, like, smile and wave and say, like, hello.
Yeah, people were very nice there.
Like, I genuinely mean that. And, like, even when we would, like, wave at cars, they would honk. Or, like in a kind way. Not, like, in a, like, I don't know, checking you out kind of way or, like, obnoxious way. And even people that try to sell you things, they're the people on the beach that try to sell you, like, oh, coconuts, oh, snowballs, oh, come ride a horse, oh, whatever. Surfing lessons, whatever. It was, like, we would walk on the beach and they would be, like, hey, like, just letting you know, we have this. If you're interested in it, come see us. And we'd be like, okay, thank you. And then that's it. They wouldn't chase you down. They wouldn't, like, nag you and follow you. Like, in New York, if you've ever been to New York, like, they will. Those vendors, those people selling stuff on the road, they will chase you down.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've never been to New York.
But I told Ryan, it's, like, the same as the mall kiosk. Yeah. And it's just, like, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. And you didn't feel pressured. And I don't know. I just, the town was, like, so small. But it also felt like there was so much there. Like, every new place that we looked, it felt like there were, like, 8 different more shops.
It probably felt like that, though, because you've never seen it before.
Yeah, true.
Like, it was pretty small.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we ran around, basically, like, the whole town. And it was, like, 4 miles, I think.
Yeah, roughly.
4 miles on the streets.
We probably didn't go all the way, but...
Well, and I mean, this was in the little town that we were in. Like, Tamarindo is farther, but...
Yeah.
There was, like, it gets a point where, like, there's no more sidewalks or anything, and so there's only so much you can do on a golf cart or on foot, and you don't want to go too far. So there definitely is more there, but there were so many coffee shops, so many restaurants.
So many coffee shops. Yeah. It was absurd.
Yeah. Like, a lot.
Which I don't know if that's, like, just because we're, like, in coffee country. Like, because Costa Rica, I mean, people grow their own beans there, all that stuff.
People grow their own everything there.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I don't know if it's because coffee's so popular there.
Oh, yeah.
Or if, like, coffee is just becoming such a trend in, like, these, like, little touristy areas that, like, just people are, like, posting these coffee shops up everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder what the answer to that is.
But then my cousin's wedding, I won't touch too much on it just because it's her story to tell, not mine, but she had it at a little Airbnb and it was beautiful and it was intimate and it was our family. And I felt very spoiled because we had our entire family there. So it was like the trip of my dreams because like we had my immediate family there, Ryan was there, and then we had like everyone on my mom's side of my family there. And we were just celebrating a marriage in unity.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was awesome.
Super cool. I'd never been to a wedding like that.
Yeah. And the food there, Ryan loved the food
there. Oh my gosh. The spread. I mean, they just kept coming with food.
They had like a private chef.
They had a private chef, but the beginning of the little cocktail hour or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, with the snacks.
They had like these like miniature pizzas, but it wasn't like a miniature pizza like you're thinking of. It was like this flatbread that was so fresh.
He's really passionate about it.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
He had like 8 slices, I think.
Yeah, and then they had like this like bread, like bruschetta bread.
Yeah, and like olive bread. And they just had so many different kinds of bread. That was something that shocked me about Tamarindo and about Costa Rica. The amount of pizza shops.
Yeah.
There were so many pizza shops. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, people asked like, what did you eat? It's like, some of the places we ate, like, you could get that, you could get a lot of that food, like, in, like, Florida.
I think it's because we were in, like, a touristy spot.
Yeah, exactly. And that's that was my point about the coffee shops, is, like, is it because coffee is, like, so popular now that people just want to open up a shop? Or was the coffee shops, like, local, and it was because, like, you know, they grow everything there, and it's, like, actually, like, really... Because, like, even thinking about the dinner places... Like, you will see the dinner places, and it'll, like, say, like, you know, their main, what they're selling, and then it would be, like... iced coffee or coffee.
Like, yeah, there was coffee like on every single menu.
They were advertising coffee at like a dinner spot.
I think coffee is part of the culture, but I definitely think everything that is quote unquote Americanized was very heavily emphasized in Tamarindo.
Like burgers and fries?
Yeah, there was burgers and fries. And I mean, even the menus, it was like the Spanish and then the English right next to it.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was, I think we definitely got like exposed to the culture of Costa Rica, but I don't think that's like the full authentic like Costa Rican lifestyle way, of course. But with that being said, I kind of want to get into some of these questions.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, do you have what the questions are?
I thought you sent them to me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So that's why I know, but do you have them written down like what the questions are? Or no. Do you just have the answers?
I just have, like, answers. I didn't answer all of them to myself.
See? And this is why he always just forces me to do this. Okay. Here we go. Favorite activity that we did on the trip.
So our favorite activity that we did on the trip?
Yeah. And I don't know his answers and he doesn't know mine.
I would say riding horses on the beach was my favorite. Yeah. That was so much fun. It was really cool. I don't know. I don't like really have a much better thing than like we got to ride horses for like the right amount of time we wanted to do it. It was a lot of fun.
It's just so funny the way that boys describe things and then the way that girls describe things, because Ryan said, "Oh yeah, it was fun. It was good." I say, "Oh my gosh, it was so chaotic. We get there, they're about to leave. The people are about to leave." I start bargaining with the guy like, "Hey, we don't want to go a full hour. We really only want to do like 30 minutes. How much can I pay you for like 30 minutes.
He said, "Oh, no, no."
And he's like, no. And anyways, we end up paying him like 40 bucks, 30 bucks.
50. 25 each.
Oh, yeah, 25 each. So we pay him 50 bucks for 30 minutes. I get on my horse. My horse and I are vibing. We love each other. Ryan's horse, done. Done for the day. Tired. Dead.
I liked it, though. I liked it like that.
You didn't seem happy.
I was happy. I was very content. It's just every time that guy would turn around, he's like, "Tell him to come on." I'd be like, "I can't."
Yeah.
Like, just let me do my thing.
I know. That guy was kind of going really fast, but it was because you could tell, like, they just wanted to go home.
Yeah, they were ready to go.
I'm like, we paid for 30 minutes, but I get it. I mean, that everyone in Tamarindo, I didn't meet one person that wasn't nice, except for that one girl at the gas station. I think she was just having a bad day, but she didn't seem very happy.
Yeah.
But everybody was so nice. So anyways, so the guy leading us and then me, my horse, we were like going fast, and so Ryan's horse was just not having it, and the guy keeps turning around and he's like, kick him, and Ryan's like trying to kick him.
I'm like, I am.
Yeah. And he just won't go. So finally the guy turns around to me and he's like, "You just go ahead and go." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So the guy turns around and goes back to Ryan's horse. So I just start yeeting it, and I mean, I went so fast, I literally thought I was gonna like fall off. Like, I thought I was going to fall off of my horse. But
that was a little dramatic there from Abby. But.
No, I did. I thought I was going to. But I have a nice blister on my foot to remember the event.
Yeah, you do.
And it got swollen at the airport, so I had to ice it. It was so bad. Ryan thinks I'm overreacting. That's why he's making that face. Ryan thinks I'm being a baby.
No.
Go ahead.
She was just icing it for like an hour.
And I told her, it was throbbing and huge.
I was like, "You don't have to ice it for that long."
Okay, well, Ryan was tired and tensions were high when we were at the airport, so anyways.
They weren't high for me.
Well, I thought you were mad at me.
I was asleep.
No, you weren't talking to me. You were just on your phone.
Okay.
And I thought he was mad at me.
Let me paint the picture for them, though. We woke up. It was 2 hours of, we ran 6 miles that morning.
Yeah.
And then we traveled 2 hours of drive time, sat in the Costa Rica airport, flew all the way to Houston, and had a 4-hour layover. I was just exhausted. I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I wanted to talk to my boyfriend and be fun and be happy together, but no, he just wanted to hate me.
No, I was very happy. I was just tired.
Anyways, the answer to it's okay, because I told him that I wanted him to care for my foot and that I was sad that he didn't care that my foot was hurting, that I needed him to be more nurturing, and then he said, okay.
And I said, "I'm sorry."
So we worked it out.
We did work it out.
Yeah. My favorite activity that we did was the one day, I think it wasn't the day of the wedding. It might have been the day after.
Mm-hmm.
When it, yeah, it was the day after when it rained for the first day. Ryan and I decided we were just going to, like, walk from a little spot on the beach all the way into town and then just, like, go explore all the shops.
Oh, that was fun.
That was my favorite activity because it was, like, the first time we had been there on Saturday and then
Wednesday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday we were there.
Yeah, so Tuesday was the day that we did this, and it was, like, the first time that Ryan and I were, like, just, it was just us.
That was nice. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was the first time we had gone away from family. Not saying that, like, it wasn't fun with the family, but I told Ryan on that walk, like, I feel like I haven't even seen you this whole trip. Like, we just didn't have, like, as much intentional time as we normally do. And, yeah, so we went in all the little shops, and we just, like, window shopped. We didn't have a wallet. Like, I didn't have a wallet.
Yeah, Ryan didn't have a wallet. I wanted a coffee, and we had nothing to pay for. Because, yeah, like, they don't take, most of the places don't take Apple Pay.
Yeah. And we just, like, most of the places, tip, if you're going to Costa Rica, bring cash. Because majority of the places will only accept cash.
Yeah.
But Ryan and I just, like, window shopped. And then we just went in, like, little streets and stuff that we were like, oh, I wonder what's back here. I wonder what's back here.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it was, like, you see it from the car. Or, well, we didn't have a car. But you see golf it from cart. The golf cart. But, like, you never drive down there. So you don't, like, actually see
everything. Yeah. Like, anytime we were in the golf cart, we would be going somewhere at a certain time. And so it was like, oh, cool, like, but you can't go back there. And so it was, we literally had no time limit. Like, it started raining for a little bit, and we were just, like, walking in the rain.
It was nice. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
We discovered a skate park, and we found all these new little restaurants and little markets and stuff. That
coffee house.
Yeah, and we just got to talk. Like, it felt like us here, but then put it in a foreign country.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this feels comfortable. This feels right.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Yeah, that was a good time. Okay, next question. Favorite part of the trip overall?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, didn't you write it down?
No.
Oh. Boy.
No, I just wrote down, like, little tidbits I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Well, my favorite part of the trip overall was that I got to do my grandma's makeup for the wedding.
Mm.
And, like, that was the ultimate highlight of the entire trip for me. Like, if it took getting everybody in the family to fly to Costa Rica in order for me to get that intentional, like, special one-on-one time with my grandma, it was worth it. It was literally so special. I just sat and we just talked for maybe, like, 2 hours. I, like, helped her get ready, and it was just such a special time. Like, it's something I will never forget. And she knowing her, she was like, oh, I hate to make you do this. Like, I don't want to take time away from you. And she probably felt so bad after I finished, being like, oh, I just took so much of her time, because that's just how she is. She's just humble and selfless like that. But that was literally the highlight of my entire trip, was being able to spend that time with my grandma and just talk to her and get to know her. Like, we're already so close, but there are only, like, so many times in your life where you get just to know someone after you've, like, known them your whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something we, like, say we want to focus on in our relationship, is, like, having, like, never letting things just get normal.
Yeah.
Like, being intentional forever. And so it was just a really intentional time for me and my grandma to talk about how we feel about things, our lives.
Hmm.
I was asking her questions. She was asking me, because a lot of our conversations are over the phone. And there's only so much you can, like, bond over on the phone. But sitting in her presence and, like, touching her face and, like, walking her through, like, okay, this is the eyeshadow that I'm putting on you. And just, I don't know, bonding over beauty, but also just bonding over being a grandchild and having a grandmother that loves you. And it was just so wonderful. It was just such a wonderful time. And I will treasure it forever. I love you, Mama.
That was sweet.
Anyways, that was my favorite part of the entire trip.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
I think my favorite part was, I was just thinking, like, while you were talking, of, like, what was my, like, actual favorite part? And I think, honestly, my favorite parts of the trip were, like, the post-run walks, where we were just kind of mindlessly walking and just exploring places, like, just going into that Authentica store that we loved.
Yeah, Authentica. It was our favorite store.
Yeah, and, like, feeding the horses, like, just little stuff like that.
And just being sweaty and gross and not caring.
Yeah, that's so underrated. It's just, like, finishing, like, a run and just, like, being able to just walk around everywhere.
Oh, my gosh, it was the best. It was the best. We would just walk. He would walk around shirtless, and I would walk around just in, like, my sports bra that I run in. And we'd be sweaty and gross, and it was just, like, normal.
Yeah.
And we could just, like...
Because if you think about it, like, everybody there that is, like, actually living there, I mean, they're either, like, you know, they're working, or a lot of them were just, like, had a surfboard in their hand, and they were going to surf for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an active place. Like, I can definitely see, like, fitness and health people really thriving there, because it's just such a... I mean, everyone walks everywhere. It's warm, so it's, you just always want to be outside. But everything's fresh, and yeah, like, those morning runs, that was another thing that I just loved. Like, those morning runs.
Yeah.
Those were the best.
They were nice.
And just, like, having... I would get up before Ryan and get a couple, like, extra miles in, and the sun would, like, just be rising, and the city life, like, hadn't started yet, and seeing everything come to life, and, like, hearing the noises, and, like, oh, it was just insane. Like, there's no better way to explore a new place than by foot, I think.
Yeah.
And running is just such a, like, freeing feeling. And also feeling safe in that town was really nice. And being able to do it with you was so cool. That then, like, once you finished, you were just like, yeah.
Yeah, it was so nice. I loved that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Okay. Something you learned on the trip.
Something I learned on the trip?
The silence.
they heard that silence. Wait.
Like, I feel like when I go on a trip, I always learn something either about myself or...
This has got to be a girl thing.
No, I mean, it's just something you learned on the trip. Like, maybe it was you learned that you don't like
a certain
kind of food, or maybe it's that you learned that, you know, that's a cool place to visit, but maybe you don't want to live there, or, like, something. But for me, mine's more personal.
Yeah, I would say the one thing that you learn is that I wasn't expecting dogs to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
And when we say everywhere,
they're, like, everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that doesn't, and we're not including, like, just people walking their dogs. Like, there's plenty of people walking their dogs, but there are just stray dogs. And I say stray in quotations because they all had collars. But they would come up to you while you're eating dinner, like, inside of a restaurant. Like, it was
wild.
Well,
as much inside as you can get in
restaurants. Yeah, that's true. Most of them were, like, outdoors. Yeah. But, like, still, just eating dinner on the beach and there's just, like, three dogs coming up to you.
Yeah. But they all look really well fed and they all look really happy.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I also found... Very well behaved, yeah. Talking about the restaurants made me think of, like, it seems like everyone supports everybody. Like, we went to one restaurant and there was just this random guy playing guitar for a little bit. And he wasn't hired to, like, play that night at the restaurant. He just, like, showed up and started playing. And they just, like, let him. Remember that? And he went around with his hat and, like, started asking people for money.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That was the last night.
Yeah. And the restaurant just, like, let it happen. Like, everyone just, like, supports everyone. There's no, like...
Yeah.
The door's always open, it feels like, you know?
Yeah.
It's just community.
Another thing that I realized is that all of the cars are different. So, like, they might look very similar to, like, say, think of, like, a Ford Expedition. Like, there'll be a car that looks like a Ford Expedition, but it's, like, shaped a little bit differently, and it's, like, worded a little bit differently. Like, there was a 4Runner that was... It's supposed to be a Toyota 4Runner, but it was shaped a little bit differently, and they called it a Toyota 4Runner.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people have, like, mopeds and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people get through, like, mopeds, dirt bikes, and, like, those little motor street bikes. That's a lot of the transportation there.
Yeah. Something I learned about myself is that I need to stop. I got there the first day, which I also... talk about this in another question.
You're a little culture shock.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I always get culture shock, but mine was that I just need to stop. Like, when I went on vacation, I told Ryan, I was like, I feel guilty for sitting here. I feel guilty for not working. I feel like I felt shame for not exhausting myself, because I have this really toxic habit where I catch myself, like, if I don't feel exhausted by the end of the day, I feel like the day's wasted.
Mm.
Or if I allow myself to rest, like, well, you could be getting ahead right now and you could be doing things. And it got easier and easier as the trip went on. But I noticed, like, the people in Tamarindo just live their life to live life. Like, it's just very not hustle culture. like it is here. And I talked to Ryan about this as well. Like, you can choose to live that way wherever you are. And you can, like, I could be this go, go, go person in a culture like that as well. But I will say, like, kind of touching on, like, what we talked about at the beginning, like, there is just so much here. And there's not a lot there. And so it just removes a lot. Like, there's only so much I can do to remove, like, parts about America.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say, too, though, is, like, it's easy to say, like, I think you're right, and what you're saying is right, but it also is very easy to say that when you spend 6 days there and you were on vacation.
But that's what I mean, is that, like, I was on vacation for 6 days, and I felt guilty for being on vacation.
Right.
For resting
on
vacation.
No, I meant, like, the thought of, like...
Oh, like, lifestyle.
Lifestyle there seems so much slower.
Yeah, yeah. I think it definitely is slower, though.
Yeah, it's definitely slower.
I mean, like, if people didn't want to go to work or didn't want to open the shop, they just wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think of many restaurants that did that, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just felt like that. I don't know. Anyways, but that's what I learned. Okay, something you noticed about being in a different country. Which is kind of like what we just talked about, but...
Yeah, interesting question.
I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of the people that we met there, it was funny because, like, I feel like when you go to another country, you just expect, like, everyone from that country to be from that country, I guess. And majority of, like, the restaurant owners or the coffee shop owners that we had met, or, like, people that we had met, like, just walking on the streets.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And I've especially found that interesting with the restaurant scene.
We heard the same thing a couple times from those people, too.
Yeah, because we would ask them, like, what brought you here? And they all, I think every single person that we asked.
I just wanted something new.
Yeah, they were just like, I just wanted something new, so I just came here. And literally, that, like, struck a chord with me. Because I think that's the mindset that made me realize, like, things feel laid back here. Because I've opened up about this on the podcast so much, but, like, constantly stressing about what's my future going to look like? What choices do I need to make right now to have the future of this, 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 and this? And there's so much emphasis on work and the corporate ladder here in America that just isn't there. And I guess specifically Tamarindo in this case, but, like, I feel like that with a lot of countries, like, work wasn't their identity. And I feel like I place that burden on myself a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I do think the country that we live in has a lot of influence on that. I'm not even going to lie to you. Because it is that, like, really hustle culture, go, 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 grind it out, like, get to the highest status that you can or else you fail.
Yeah.
And it just felt like the people were like, yeah, I just wanted a new life. Like, I just came here. I enjoy the pace of life. And, like, they just didn't have another thought about it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they're not going to tell us their whole life story.
Pause on that.
Because we're strangers, but it's just, it was inspiring.
I would say, too, like, if you ask somebody in another state in the United States, usually when you ask them why they moved, they're like, oh, for this job.
Yeah, for work.
Or for work, or for this. Or
like,
for
what
that.
Happened to just going because you want to go? Now, I know you have to have money in order to do it, but I don't know. I feel like if, and maybe this is, like, my generation, what am I, Gen Z? Maybe this is the Gen Z in me talking, because I also know we're the most, like, flaky generation when it comes to jobs, and we're the most, like, wishy-washy, go back and forth. But, and so maybe it's, like, the 21-year-old in me just being like, do what you feel, and blah, 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 blah. But I kind of just came back from that trip, and I'm like, what's stopping me from just, like, not caring, but what's stopping me from just releasing the anxiety? Like,
yeah.
I don't have to hold on to the anxiety. I can choose to just be like, it's going to work out. It's okay.
Well, and Jesus calls us to not be anxious about anything.
Right. But I guess I just felt so much pressure that I put on myself of, like, but what am I going to tell my parents? How am I going to tell people that I'm going to provide for myself? How am I going to tell people what I'm using my major for? Like, when people ask me what I'm going to do post-grad, if I don't have an answer, what, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I came back and I'm kind of just like, I don't care. Like, I really just don't care. It's going to work out.
Right.
It is going to work out. Especially because I have the privilege of knowing the Lord and basing everything I do on Him, having a foundation of Christ and knowing that if his hand is in it, it is going to be fruitful and it's going to produce fruit. And yeah,
he works all things out for the goodness.
Exactly.
For those that love him. And that's not saying like, oh, we sit on our couch all day and just expect God to, and just God just does these miracles for you. Like, you do go out and do stuff.
Well, we're called to work.
It's not like I have this stronghold over me that, like, I have to climb this corporate ladder. I have to get here, 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 is what yeah. Abby's saying, which I think is such an important message.
It really is. And I just feel like...
Oh, I had one, actually.
I just feel like the Lord is so powerful over everything that when I stress about what my future is going to look like, it's because I'm trying to take the control and the power away from him.
Mm-hmm.
That was just something I noticed.
Yeah. And mine is a lot less deep than I noticed. This is more of a beach town thing. Those people just be walking around barefoot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I was kind of used to that with, like, tropical areas.
Yeah. That's just a beach town thing. Yeah. But it's just funny that, like, people just literally, like, leave the house and they don't have any shoes on.
Yeah. That's what it was like in Hawaii. And I would just, like, people would just walk around in their bathing suits all day. And so when Ryan and I were going to the shops, my parents were like, don't you need clothes to go on? And I was like, no. And they were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And I just, like, went in all the shops in my bathing suit. And, like, yeah. No one batted an eye. Like, it's just normal.
Yeah.
It's just, like, how it is there, which I love.
Like, it is cool. Yeah. I like it, too. Yeah. I like to just be out.
Yeah. Especially someone with, and not because I don't want to, like, I want to be modest. Don't get me wrong. I wear modest bathing suits. But as someone with, like, sensory stuff, like, if shirts are too tight on my skin or, like, I don't know, I just get really uncomfortable with lots of clothes, which is why I wear baggy clothes. So I was, like, thriving in Costa Rica because I was just wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And you could just jump in the pool whenever you wanted and then come out and you'll be dry in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was so hot.
Yeah,
it was great. So hot.
Okay. Favorite and least favorite food.
Go ahead.
Okay. I thought you wrote these down. You literally sent me a list.
Yeah, I know. The funny part is Abby sent me a list, and I really didn't answer any of the questions. I just wrote down random stuff that I wanted to talk about.
That's so on brand for you. That really is.
My favorite thing that I tried in Costa Rica was the fried yucca.
Oh, I forgot about really the fried yucca.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was like an actual, like, Costa Rica, Central American thing, and it's like a yucca is like a plant. And they fry this plant, and there was an egg.
Similar to a potato. Yeah, like it's a soft potato.
Which I love, like, fries. I love, like, starchy things. So it was, we didn't even order it. Abby's cousin ordered it.
It almost felt like a thicker, like, the texture was like a thicker pancake, but the taste of a potato.
Yeah, like a thicker pancake, thinner potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. And it had, like, this meat in it and an egg. A quail egg and, like, this, like, lamb in it. And it was so good.
Some sort of sauce, too. I don't know.
Yeah, you could dip it, but...
No, it had, like, sauce in it, I think. Like,
oh, did it?
Some sort of, like, aioli or something. Well, maybe it didn't. Maybe it was just the juice from the lamb.
Yeah, but it was really good. I really enjoyed that. But yeah. You go ahead for the other thing.
My favorite... Well, because we also have to say our least favorite.
Yeah, and I will say, like, all the sushi I ate was amazing.
So,
like,
good.
I just think that was probably my favorite thing just because it was, like, a Central American dish. Yeah,
Costa Rican cuisine. My favorite, I kind of had a couple. So my favorite, like, fruit was the mangoes. The mangoes there were insane. Ryan doesn't like mangoes.
No, they're gross.
They were the largest and freshest mangoes I've ever eaten in my life, ever tasted in my life. Literally so juicy, so good. So, like, sometimes you get a mango and they're, like, sour and, like, tough. My mango was soft and beautiful and luscious and just so good. And also, I will say, every fruit was, like, enlarged times three. We saw, that like, avocados that were the size of my head. I'm not even kidding.
The avocados were the size of a cantaloupe.
Lengthwise, not, like, widthwise.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like an avocado still, but like, it was...
Like, I'm talking huge.
They were so big. And then my favorite, my unexpected favorite thing, I have two. So, I liked there was one night we ordered, like, it was, like, an appetizer plate of all of these, like, Costa Rican specific, like, foods. Like, some stuff I'd never heard of before, and we just, like, tried it all, and it was a bunch of, like, veggies and stuff. But on there was a tortilla with like cooked plantain or cooked papaya. It was like cooked papaya, like chopped up and diced stuff up. And it was very like savory and almost like meaty tasting. And it was so good. That like shocked me.
And I hate papaya, and that was actually really good.
It kind of just like tasted like meat, I guess, like a smoky kind of taste.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about the food in general, everything was homemade. Like everything was no preservatives, no like added anything, no like GMO.
We were at breakfast one night or one morning, and I was ordering Americano. And because I ordered I originally ordered a drip coffee, and she like this, it was like a little Australian girl. She had no idea what I was talking about. So I was like, I'll just take an Americano. And I was like, do you have Stevia or Splenda? She said, excuse me?
And he was like, sugar-free syrup or something.
Yeah. I was like, you know, just like Stevia, Splenda, like something like a sugar substitute. And she said, no, we don't have that.
She said, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. That's and she looked said. At me like I just like said I was speaking in a foreign language.
It I mean, was this girl was from Australia. Ever. Like she had an Australian accent too. So it was just funny.
It was so funny. And like, she's like, we have raw sugar.
Yeah. Like, sugar.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Is that your Australian?
Raw sugar.
Raw sugar.
Raw sugar. And raw, I was like, we have I'll take that. Sugar. I felt like a American.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That was really funny. But thing, I just appreciate that.
One thing Abby tries to do, too, is she tries to act like she's a local whenever she's visiting somewhere.
Yeah, it's my toxic trait.
And it's like, everybody here knows that you don't live here.
We were on our horses, and Ryan was like, Abby, take a picture. And I was like, I don't want to. I just want to enjoy. But secretly, deep down, it was because I didn't want locals to look at me and be like, oh, there's another tourist taking pictures.
And then we got done, and I was like, literally everybody that rides a horse on the beach in that town is a tourist.
But I went off on my own, so maybe they just thought that I was taking my horse for a ride.
You were on your own all the way at the end where nobody was.
It's a pride thing. It is. And I need to humble myself.
It was
funny. My other favorite food, and this was like actually my favorite food that we got, was the first day at Langosta Beach Club restaurant. We had sushi and it had plantains in it and like portobello mushroom on top of it. It was the best sushi I've ever had in my life. And I don't even think it had fish in it. It literally was just like plantains and like cucumber and avocado in the middle, rice and like nori around it. And then like marinated portobello mushroom on top with some like aioli on top of it. It was so good.
It was good. It was really good.
Those are my favorites. Okay. Yeah. Least favorite food.
I don't really have a least favorite. I can't really think of a meal that I just didn't like.
I have a least favorite. We went to this little bakery. It was like a gluten-free, vegan bakery place. And we got a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, it was so gross.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
It was horrendous.
But we also got a brownie and a cinnamon roll.
It should have... I'm not even kidding. Whoever made that should have went to jail.
No, Ryan, that's mean.
It was that bad.
But we got a brownie and a cinnamon roll, and those were amazing. Those were so good. The brownie tasted like cookies and cream, and the cinnamon roll was just like cinnamon goodness. But something about that chocolate chip cookie, it tasted like... I don't even know what. Like
how cardboard. About that margarita pizza, though?
Best pizza I've ever had. From Fish and Cheeses. Margarita pizza. So good. Ryan got it. I got sushi again because I'm in Costa Rica. I can get pizza whenever I want.
And not that pizza. Fresh pizza from the true Italians. The
Italianos. Anyways. Okay. Favorite and least favorite day on the trip.
Go ahead.
My least favorite day was the first day. Like the first full day. So Sunday. Stop biting your nails.
Really? Sunday?
Sunday. That was the day I was in my moods.
Oh, yeah. That was.
That day was really hard for me because when I go on trips, I really, like, I experience this thing called, like, routine shock. But this is every trip for me. The first day of every trip. Like, every camp I've ever been to growing up. Every trip I've ever gone on. Yeah, unless it's Orange Beach because, like, I'm familiar with it and I already kind of have a routine there. Like, just when things are different and, like, my days are structured different, which this is something I've really been working on, stop biting your nails, on trying to, for our listeners are probably so confused. Ryan keeps biting his nails, so I have to call him out on it.
Yeah.
But if you're watching, you can see him put his fingers into his mouth and gnaw on them. No. But anyways, when I get out of my routine, I just really struggle the first day. And I'm trying to break this habit. I'm trying to find the balance between, like, having a good routine but not letting it control me. And that's something I kind of struggled with openly, like, for a little while now. But that first day was really hard. It was, like, it was just hard. And then I had that. That also was mixed with culture shock, which I also experienced. Like, I experienced it in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just forgot that that was something that happens. And culture shock is different for a lot of different people. But for me, it's just, like, I feel so out of my element. And I'm just like, ah, this isn't what I'm used to. Like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And by the next day, I was like, I want to live here. So it obviously just, like, wears off. But yeah, that first day really just took an emotional toll on me, and, like, it affected my, like, gut, it affected my emotions, and Ryan just sat with me and talked with me for a little while, and we had some really deep talks, and I opened up to him about, you know, just some of my struggles and struggling on that day specifically with, you know, everything, and yeah, I've got a lot of things I need to work on in releasing control of my life, and I definitely saw that on Sunday, and it came out emotionally, which I'm not proud of, but I also know I'm human. And so just allowing grace in that, but also knowing, okay, there needs to be work done in here because, like, you are not in control. And so you need to release control of your life and have a routine that's glorifying to God, but doesn't take over your entire life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then by the next day, I was fine.
My least favorite part of the trip was when I almost died.
What?
I ate dinner one night and a piece of food got stuck in my throat for like 30 minutes. It may have even been a little longer than that. How long were we upstairs in the room?
It was a while. It was
probably an hour.
An hour, yeah.
And it was the most uncomfortable thing. It's part one of the things that I'm dealing with right now is something in my throat is tightened up and, like, it just, like, food just holds there. And, like, it is the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
But
kind of went into panic a little bit.
Oh, I was panicking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite day was probably the walking around day.
Oh, yeah. That was a Tuesday. What did we do that day? We got up, we ran, we got breakfast. Is that when we went to the smoothie place?
No, we hadn't went to the smoothie place yet.
Oh, we went to Noi.
Yeah.
We went to Noi, and then we went to the gym.
Wait, we did go to the smoothie place.
On Tuesday? No, we didn't go on Tuesday. I don't know, but we had really good smoothie bowls from Costa Juice.
Yeah,
it's really
fresh
good.
Fruit.
Anyways, but then we went to the gym.
That's why they were so good.
Because it was fresh?
It was the fresh Costa Rican fruit.
Yeah. Everything's fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
I have another favorite part.
What?
Favorite part.
Wait, let's finish the day first.
All right, go ahead.
And then we went down on the beach with our family, and then we left our family and went and walked around. And then we went to dinner that night, and it was really nice.
It was nice.
Okay. Now what were you going to say?
My favorite part, one of my favorite parts of the trip is Abby and I walked into this coffee house. It was called Coffee House and Vegan Food. And Abby's looking at the vegan menu. And then proceeds to ask the people, the workers, do you guys have coffee here? And we walked to the coffee house. It literally was called Coffee House.
Okay, but on their menu, it only had food. And
she said, do y'all have coffee?
I knew they had coffee, but I should have worded the question differently, because what I said in my head was like, do y'all have a coffee menu? Like, can I see the coffee menu?
Yeah, it was.
Because that's what I wanted in return for her to be like, here's the menu. And so the question that I asked was, do y'all have coffee? But then I was like, you brought that up and I was like, yeah, not did they have coffee, but I really just wanted the coffee menu.
It was
that
funny.
Was like how I thought to ask for the menu.
That was really, really funny.
Yeah, so what was your least favorite day? Oh, wait, no. That was your favorite day.
Yeah.
My favorite...
I already said my least favorite day.
Yeah. My favorite day was the day that we walked with the family, all of us, on the rocks, which I think was the wedding day.
Yeah.
That was just, like, a great day. Like,
that was so much fun.
My whole family... It was me, Mom, Dad, Morgan, Zach, which is my sister and my brother-in-law, and then me and Ryan. And Ryan and me. guess is the proper grammar way to say that. But we just all walked for at least an hour and a half and just like went on the rocks and looked at the ocean and climbed up on like this little like lookout. And it was just like beautiful. And we just talked and walked and it was so special. You know what's something interesting? Like all of our favorite things that we did besides the horse, but all of the favorite things that we did didn't cost any money.
Yeah, it's why people go there, because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, and you really don't.
There's mountains in the background of the beach. Much. I mean, it's just, I mean, that place is insane.
I could live there.
And when she says rocks, like, there's these great big rocks that just go all the way out into the water.
It's like flat, like you can walk over them.
And it's so pretty.
It's stunning.
The waves were massive, too, which was cool.
They're just so pretty. The sand is, it's like a mixture, it's like more... Since there's so many rocks in Costa Rica, it's like a grainier, like larger sand particles.
Yeah, not my favorite sand.
Well, it's just not like a soft sand.
And it's an ugly brown too, which.
Well, it's a mix of black rock and like the sand.
Yeah, it's not a great color.
Yeah, but it's hard, which I like. It's compact, like you can run on it. But it's just not. It's not the Atlantic like Gulf Shores.
It's not like sand, a Clearwater, you know? Florida white sand.
Yeah, which I like. See, I prefer more of the Pacific side.
I like the white. I like white beaches.
I like a little more of like those rocky, like not dirtier, but they just feel more like earthy, I guess.
I guess.
Because with that comes all the green. And I love the green. Yeah, that's true. The green is just...
That was the first beach I'd never been on the West Coast. So that was the first beach I'd been to that like actually had like mountains in the background of the water. Yeah, I love the mountains. Which was so cool.
I love the mountains.
So cool.
Yeah. I love the mountain beach combo, which is hard to find unless you go out of the country.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. I have is that going to wrap a bow on the Costa Rica?
That was all the questions that I had. That's pretty much it.
I just had a little top three that I was going to get into first.
Okay, what?
Top three drinks.
Top three drinks that we had there?
No. Just like top three drinks. Top three of your favorite drinks. Like I'm drinking this Diet Coke.
Oh, just random?
Yeah.
Well, I want to do my top three drinks that I had there and then.
You just drink water the whole time.
No, I didn't. I had a virgin coconut pina colada. I had coffee, lots and lots of coffees. And I had some juice at this, it was like some local fruit juice at this bed and breakfast. And then I had this aloe juice that we got at a convenience store with literal aloe in it.
That hat you took two sips of?
And no, I drank the whole thing. I just sipped on it throughout the week.
No, you didn't. Your mom asked at the end of the week.
Yeah, I had like this much left. Because I left all the aloe pulp in there because it was throwing me off. I had orange juice. I had a lot of different things to drink.
All right, fair.
It was very good. Okay, well, now that I already said everything I drank.
Your top three. I don't really.
Oh, and I had that smoothie.
Yeah.
Okay, but my top three drinks, like, overall, because now everyone knows what I drank, so I have to come up with something new. My favorite. Okay, I'm not going to say water, because all I drink is water. Wait. I love water, and that's boring to say it's number one, but that would be my number
one. But I will give you, I will allow you to go with a mixture.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
I do love water, though. Like
Start with three, by the way.
Oh, okay. So my number three would probably be like a Olipop.
Flavor?
But I don't, strawberry vanilla. But I don't really drink Olipop that much anymore, just because, I don't know, I just don't. And then number two, a iced almond milk latte with honey. And my number one is an icy cold flavor right now, citrus element electrolyte packet mixed with ice cold water. Mm. But I like all the flavors.
Element's so good.
Except for the spicy.
When are they going to sponsor us?
I reached out to them and they said, we'll get back to you. But in the meantime, what's your address? And then they sent me some stuff, which was nice. Okay, your turn.
I love Element. Okay. Now, I've been thinking of this pretty much all day. And the three slot was really hard for me.
Okay.
So in the three slot, I'm going to go so hard, but I'm going to go hot cocoa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Made with milk or made with water?
Hot cocoa, like the hot cocoa tub that you can buy with the powder.
Yeah.
And then with milk.
Okay.
So that's my three. My number two.
Marshmallows or no marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
Okay, good.
The big ones. The big ones.
If you don't do marshmallows, that's psychotic.
Yeah. Number two, I'm going with an ice cold fountain Diet Coke.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not even close. Fountain is the best.
He just held up his fountain drink for our listeners.
Any fountain, and if I had to just pick a specific one, it would probably be McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. And then number one would be a hot drip coffee with a splash of almond milk and two Splenda.
Would you have sugar if it didn't have calories in it, or do you just like the taste of Splenda?
I probably would just go sugar if it didn't have so many calories in it.
Mm.
Just because I'm trying to...
Trying to lean up a little bit. Is that how you say that? Cut back.
I didn't know what to say, so I was just going to let Abby say it.
Yeah. If he pauses, I'll fill it because...
She's a filler.
Well, and I also don't want to have to go back and edit out the pauses.
Yeah, I am a pauser. I'm a slow talker. Yeah. I'm working on it for the pod.
No, it's not bad. It just means that I have to do more editing, and I really don't want to do editing, so I just try to fill up the
I think pauses. These top threes are good.
Yeah.
We need to start posting more, podcast clips, so I'm trying to think of, good, content that people would engage with.
Just us.
Yeah, I know, but we aren't posting a lot of it. Like, I thought the temperature one would have been good.
What temperature one?
Whenever we talked about the temperature in the house.
Oh, yeah, it's just, who does the editing?
You do.
And it's a lot to do.
But I will edit some of the podcasts if you send me. You never send me anything.
Well, I try, but it's so long.
Yeah.
To send an hour and 10 minutes, that's a long time.
So if I ask for a specific time frame...
I can just bring you my computer.
I don't like editing on the computer.
See, if you just send me a specific time frame, I'll just cut it for you.
Okay.
The hard part with that is that I'll have to send it in a different format. All right, we're boring the people. Anyways, this is a conversation we need to have off the camera. Yeah. We're literally having business
behind the scenes.
You did get to seams?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You do get to see what our real conversations are about the podcast, though. Going back and forth and trying to figure out who does what. But he also has a 9-to-5, so I am taking on a lot
for this. I got software to sell.
I'm taking on a lot right now.
Yep.
He brings the money, I bring the cookies.
And we didn't mention that the reason we're doing this is to become rich and famous, so I'm really just waiting on
that. I thought we were done with that joke, Ryan.
It had been a while. I didn't get to say it in a while.
Yeah, I guess we do have some new listeners. If you go back and listen to some of our other ones, that's Ryan's favorite joke. It is his favorite. He loves it. Anyways, with that being said, you ready?
Yeah.
To sign off and sign out?
I am. Okay.
We love you. Jesus loves you, and that's life. You sound tired when you said that.